Well, the pandemic has hammered and in some instances destroyed so many things. But the restaurant industry, a crucial part of South African business, a crucial part of the South African economy. Do you know that in 2019, the restaurant industry provided employment to more than 500,000 people and contributed around 6 billion rand to the national economy on a monthly basis. So there's a damage to all of us, whether we use restaurants or not, work in restaurants or not, or own restaurants or not. It's part of the tax base. It's part of the economic life of the country. Discovery Business Insurance now has a campaign. They're calling it Restaurant Rediscovery, or hashtag Restaurant Rediscovery. They're encouraging people to go out, get back to their favorite restaurants, talk about them, and then they're going to be offering cash prizes to those who have voted as the most popular restaurants. They've partnered in this endeavor with an incredibly versatile South African. You know him from the band Mikasa. He is also a chef. He's had cooking shows until recently, had a restaurant himself. Jay Something, welcome to 702 Drive. Good to have you with us.
Hey, guys, it's great to be with you guys, man. Thank you so much for having me.
So someone who's both worked in the industry but presumably got to know lots of other people who are doing the same thing, how do you think this campaign might help an industry that's really taken a battering just to feel noticed again and supported again?
Yeah, John, you know what? More than me having been a restaurateur, knowing so many people in the industry itself put me through school and varsity. You know, my mom was a restaurateur for her whole life.
Okay.
So for me, I know exactly what goes into the business, and it's a very special industry for me because it put me through life. I think what's just shining light on an industry that, like you said, has taken such a knock, number one, just getting people to like be willing to go and support the industry, go and rediscover, go and find new places. I think going out to eat is such a privilege, you know, and it's such a fun thing to do. So I think with that, number one, I think it would do wonders just for them to get us there. You know, they're nothing without us. And then I think number two, I think just the matter of fact is that there's a cash injection with this. I think that we all know how far, you know, 25,000 rand can go in a business that has a lot of employees and takes a lot to run. So, yeah, I think all in all, a great initiative. I can agree with you more.
So, I mean, one of the things that's being stressed is rediscovery and talking, as it is Heritage Month, about traditions. Tell me a little bit about your sense of traditions, because, I mean, we all like different food, but I think over the years there's been a kind of blending of South African cuisine and South African interest in food. Why do you think doing this in Heritage Month is particularly important?
I think nothing conveys or carries memories and stories, which is essentially a lot of what heritage is, like food does. I think food has got such a magical way to revisit a time or a story or a tradition or cultural sort of norm like food. You know, it's something that really for me is very special. You know, if I'm missing my mom or if I'm thinking back to my Portuguese roots, it's so easy to actually travel to Portugal from the comfort of my home or going to a Portuguese restaurant.
Yes.
So I think because food has that ability, I think that it's such a special way to almost revisit or relook, rediscover our heritage. And you can do that through food. And there's so many incredible, like you say, I feel like we've all mixed so much, like music. You know, music is all just mixed up so much, but it's brought this beautiful flavor. So I think using food to rediscover or to highlight part of our heritage is a great way to look at it.
It's great that this is happening as we move into summer. The opportunities for perhaps people who are concerned about physical space, windows wide open, sit outside, and so on. How optimistic are you that restaurants can get back on their feet? I mean, I would have thought, given that a lot of them are small businesses, when people close, do you think we have to accept they're going to stay closed? Or do you sense amongst people, you know, that there's some fight and that given half a chance and some stimulus that people might be able to make it back?
I think every single industry, especially, or let me not generalize it. Let me say that the restaurant industry, needs to relook at how they move going forward. And I say that even in the music industry, I feel like there's a lot of similarities. And even in the radio business, we have a community.
Yes.
And never, I do believe that a community has never been so important as it is now. I think that restaurants need to move into a phase now going forward, if they're still able to keep going, where they realize that not only is their staff, their community, their team, their internal family,
right,
which is generally quite the heart behind the restaurant, but I think we need to move into a space where your clientele is your community, and you need to manage that better than you've ever managed it before. Because, like you say, you know, people are wanting to go out more, but they're going to go back to their spots where they feel comfortable,
right,
they feel loved and respected, and these type of things. And that's, I think, the way forward. I think that if you're able to keep going, you now need to give a little bit more thought to that, in which is my humble opinion.
Thanks very much, Jay Something. You know him from Mikasa. Many of you know his cooking show. Some of you may have eaten in the restaurant that he used to have out in Pretoria. He's backing very, very, very strongly a campaign which is called #RestaurantRediscovery. It's launched by Discovery Business Insurance. And what they're asking you to do is very simply go to your favorite restaurants and then on social media platforms use the #RestaurantRediscovery. Post a 60 to 90 second video showcasing what your restaurant means to you. Tell us about it, why it inspires you. Do it, if you can, by the 16th of September 2021. Post that on social media. Out of those videos, there will be an opportunity for one of those restaurants to win themselves a cash prize. 702 Drive.